Three out of four Americans have seen the pictures of U.S. soldiers abusing Iraqi prisoners, and there's been a sharp rise in the number of people who think the war in Iraq is going badly. Those are two of the findings in the latest survey by Andrew Kohut. He's director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Andy, let's start with those photos. What are people saying, and what are their reactions?
Well, their reactions are shock and dismay, and these pictures have had a powerful impact on public opinion. Only 33% of the American public think that things are going well in the country, a big, steep decline. We see President Bush's approval numbers again falling back into negative territory. And for the first time, the public says it's not going well there. In January, 70% of the American public said things were going well in Iraq. That's down to 46%, and 51% say it's going poorly. And this is in reaction to these revelations.
Now, I know you do these studies periodically. Can you track this, and is it clear that the pictures here made the difference?
Well, we've had a steady drip in views about how well the war is going and support for the war. And the reactions are more negative in this survey, taken after most of the American public. An extraordinary number of Americans have seen these pictures. We can only draw the conclusion that the pictures are having a big impact.
And what about the question of when and how to withdraw from Iraq?
Well, the public, despite its growing discontent with the way things are going, are still hanging on with the view that we have to stay there until there's a stable situation is stable. We still have 53% holding that view, just about what we had in mid-April, which was during the Shia insurrection, but prior to the revelations of prisoner abuse. And there's a very interesting thing, Michelle. We find that better educated people are less of the view that it was a good thing to go to war, but they're more of the view than less well-educated people that now that we're there, we have to stay there.
Now, as you noted, the prison scandal is having an effect on the president's overall approval ratings. What about the head-to-head matchup with John Kerry?
Well, Kerry's gained some ground in the past few weeks. 3 weeks ago, it was 46% Bush, 47% Kerry. Today, it's 50% Kerry, 45% Bush. So there's a small Kerry lead, but this is, again, this kind of seesawing that we've seen since the end of the Democratic Party campaign. Now Bush is up a little bit. And undoubtedly in response to bad news out of Iraq.
And when you put Nader in there?
When you put Nader in there, the Kerry lead all but disappears.
And it's interesting, in your survey, you note that people have very different views on their votes. Those who support the president say they're casting a vote for the incumbent. However, a majority of those who support Kerry view their ballot as a vote against President Bush, not necessarily a vote for Senator Kerry.
Now, right now, election opinion is really about President Bush, whether he deserves a second term, less about whether Kerry will be a good alternative. That will come later when the public has made up its mind about President Bush.
And while America braces itself for the possible release of yet another round of disturbing photos from Abu Ghraib, are there signs in your survey of a potential backlash against the intensive news coverage of this scandal?
There's a bit. We found 36% of the public saying that there's too much press focus on this story, 39% saying it's about right. But when we look at it by partisanship, a majority or near majority of Republicans saying there's too much press coverage of these photographs.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.